Do you know where the section is located?
Oh. I don't, but...
Surprise! I paid attention.
Without being asked.
This guy was distracted by the grapplers.
It is surprising because she normally does not pay attention.
It is May 9th, 2024. I'm Matt in Geisttown Borough, where I am preparing Steve based on your boots on the ground report and the fact that they are attempting to launch a missile or a capsule with astronauts in it from Boeing to the space station for some type of space debris to come and hit me. That is what I'm preparing for. They can't handle airplanes.
Yeah.
We failed at airplanes. Let's go to space.
Yeah, well, maybe they're thinking since it's above gravity, it doesn't matter if the parts are cheaply made. Oh, I'm Steve in Bedford County, where I spent 6 hours cutting grass yesterday trying to get ahead of the next 7 days of rain that we're predicted to have.
It's like six hours this morning of like openness. Like last evening was nice, and this morning was clear. And it's like
beautiful.
Five, six days before has been rain. And it's going to be rain through like, what, Sunday, Monday now too?
Well, for me, the rain prediction, the weather guessers, it's raining now as we speak, a light rain. We're going to have rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a break on Monday, and then Tuesday through the following Thursday. So basically Tuesday through the 23rd, Tuesday of next week to the 23rd, which would be a Thursday, of May, it's supposed to be rain every day.
Wow.
So and my grass was already tall, and some other places in my area around the barn, everything was already hay, the height of hay. So I figured, well, if I don't spend I spent 6 hours on the mower between that and the, and my weed eater clearing things out to get ahead of it. So if Friday the 24th, of May is clear, I'll be doing it all again for another 6 hours.
Jeez.
That much rain. Yeah. I'm beginning to think what used to be April showers brings May flowers. I think the weather has shifted and it's now May showers bring June flowers or something like that. Doesn't quite rhyme. Not as snappy as the other one.
I think when the 77, when some of the floods in Johnstown were, is it just like
77?
Well, no. I know the years. I'm saying
78. So, I don't know.
No, it was 77. I'm just trying to think the time of year. 77 was earlier in the spring.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there were a whole bunch of babies born 9 months later after the flood in Johnstown. They call them the Johnstown flood babies.
Well, yeah, I'm just...
Yeah.
That doesn't narrow down the time of year, Steve.
But it does say what people were doing while it was flooded.
Yes.
Yep. Well, how are you doing?
I'm fine. It's been one of those weird kind of days where it just kind of like, okay, here we go. We're plugging along.
I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
If the weather guessers, our esteemed colleagues who are weather forecasters can't get the next 2 weeks correct, because I doubt it's going to rain for nine straight days, how can people say that in 30 years, the temperature of the globe is going to be 1.3 degrees hotter? If you can't get 30 days out correct, how can you get 30 years out or 40 years out?
They can't.
Yeah, I know. Just for all the Kool-Aid drinkers out there, don't believe it.
All you can do is... Hope you're looking at trends.
Yeah.
And one thing we know they aren't tracking trend wise is sun cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a thing.
Always has been.
You spent a career doing with working with radios?
Yes, I did. And sunspots were specific.
Yeah, 30 years as a licensed amateur radio operator,
mm-hmm.
that it does affect things.
And it does. not some cow farting out my field.
Oh. Well, that can have a localized effect.
It does if you're standing right next to it.
That's the localized. That's a very localized.
That would be a very localized effect. So, which, you know, if you want to believe all that, that's fine. I say quit drinking the Kool-Aid. But it brings me to the next observation. I had an observation this past week.
Okay, what's your observation
about human behavior? All right, so Bedford Borough is a tourist town. It bases a lot of money off people coming in, spending the money, and then leaving, which is, you know, the business model works for a small, and now granted, it's a very small town. So I was parked in the borough.
And I think it's worth kind of, for those who might have come across the podcast, don't. Bedford's effectively your very nice, small, tucked away community that is easily accessible from places, including DC.
Yes.
Zip up on the highway. A little bit of back road country driving, you're in Bedford, quaint little village kind of thing. That yes. It's the perfect setting for either a revitalizing your career rom-com movie or a perfect setting for a look how nice this town is. Oh, geez, everyone here eats people kind of horror movie.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And understand that if you come to live in Bedford County, you're not coming here to get rich. And you're not coming here for all the modern conveniences of a big city. You come here because it is rural, it's remote, it's quiet, and you don't want to be around people. So, but with the exception of Bedford Borough, that's, you know, that's our big air quote town with 3,600 people in it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I had backed into a parking spot with my big, you know, F-250.
Impressive.
Had the three dogs while I was in town. And
backing that truck in. I've seen that truck.
Oh, yes, yes. And I had my three dogs hanging out the back windows looking at people while my keeper was off at a store taking care of some business she needed to do. And she said she was going to be a while. So I was just sitting there. And I didn't have my, because I didn't need it, I didn't have my phone with me. You know, my air quote smartphone. Okay. I just, you know, that was sitting at the house, you know, because I had my keeper with me and nobody was going to call me. And I figured if anything happened, my keeper would either find me slumped over the steering wheel from a heart attack or something. Or if somebody wants me, they would leave a voicemail at the house and I'd get to it when I get back. Anyway, so I watched this young couple walking down the street that I was parked on. And I see both of them. They were looking around. And then they pulled and they had their phones in their hands and they were looking at their phones and they were looking around and walking and looking at their phones. And then they stopped dead center of my truck, right in front of my truck. And they're both standing side by side, talking to each other, both of them with their heads down, looking at their phones. And then, you know, either, you know, one or the other would start typing on it. And then the other one would start typing on it. And finally, and I could tell that they were lost. They were looking for something. So I was getting ready to open the truck door and say, hey, I live here. What are you looking for?
Okay.
And then
helpful for you, but go ahead.
Well, you know, they just look like a nice, you know, young couple.
You tend to be I'm looking for intruders side of the.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, they weren't wearing hoodies. You know, they didn't look like they were trouble or anything like that. So, but it was obvious that they were
tourists, not grab browsers.
Yeah, they were tourists, you know, they were here to spend money. So wanting to enable the economy, I wanted them to spend as much of their money as they possibly could at the local establishments. So about the time I was reaching for the door handle, I see them both go, you know, I can see the mouth. Oh, and they found what they were looking for. So the guy points, because I was parked at basically the intersection of a T, he points past my truck looking down the road. I was like, okay, they're going that way. There's a bunch of stores down there. They know where they're going.
Okay.
So at that point, I was like, okay, great. Didn't bother to open the door. So I'll stop right there. What do you think they did next? I'll ask the question.
See, you prejudiced me to this story because you gave me a hint this morning, so I know.
Okay, this is a young couple.
A young couple.
What would you do? What would you do? You're not a boomer. I'm a boomer. You're a millennial. What would you have done?
Again, I'm the horrible person because this is not going to help your podcast because I'm also never going to be anywhere as a tourist looking around.
Well, that's true.
I don't need to be lost. I don't go anywhere else where I can't see my house and my car. No, but if you're sightseeing, I'm figuring you're doing touristy stuff. You're looking, you know, unless you're going someplace directly for a meeting, you know. I had to come to this, again, I'm thinking back to horrible movie plots or whatever. I had to come to this little small town in southwest PA because my great uncle's lawyer's in this town. He was 112, and the lawyer's 103, and his only little one-hour office hours is in this building in this little town of Bedford.
Next to the vape smoke shop.
Yeah, next to the vape smoke shop. But I need my $1 million inheritance.
Yes, which is all cows, by the way.
Yeah. So. No, I'm assuming they're doing touristy stuff, walking around, looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's neat. Where are we going? Maybe looking for... I'd be scouting out, like, you know, coffee, lunch, restrooms. Like, where are my provisions, I guess, would be kind of the best way to put it for that one.
Yeah. Well, you would, and you use the term looking around.
Yeah.
Well, what they did is at this point, okay, from a boomer's perspective, at this point, because when I'm out in a town that I don't know and I'm looking for something, I'll look it up, find it, see what the name of the street is, see what street I'm on, see where I need to go, put the phone in my pocket, head on off to where I'm going, looking around. Not this.
Yeah.
These two literally, both of them, side by side, heads down, phones up in front of them, both hands on the phone. So each of them had two hands on the phone. They're like they're driving at the 10 and 2 position. And they walk with their heads down around my truck, down the sidewalk, and down the next block till I couldn't see them anymore.
Okay.
Both of them. Bedford Borough downtown is 6 whole blocks. That's it. The borough is much bigger than that, but the downtown area is 6 whole blocks. You can see from one end of the borough to the other. There is no... Why in God's name would you have your heads down, looking at a phone, walking side by side? Not like one was walking with the phone and looking at it while the other was had their head up on a swivel looking around, first off to make sure they're going in the right direction. 2, to make sure nobody's coming at them. 3, to make sure they're not going to walk into a train or step out into the middle of traffic and get run over by one of our farm tractors going through. Both of them with their heads down looking at it.
Yeah.
I think, so here's my premise. Smartphones are making people dumb. And I have a life experience to prove that.
This couple that you saw with their smartphone.
Yes.
Okay, I disagree.
Oh, okay. First off, caveat, if I am sitting in my truck and you and your keeper are standing in front of my truck, mm-hmm. both of you, your heads down, looking at both phones, and you find where you're going, and you both walk in front of my truck and off to the side with both of your heads down, looking at both your phones in a 10 and 2 position, I'm going to shoot both of you with my 45 because I know you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. That's the one way this one of the handful of ways this relationship is going to end. One of us is going to age out of it, or you're going to shoot me. I think that might be it after this many years.
Okay. So why do you disagree?
Your premise is faulty.
Oh, okay, professor.
You threw out a hypothesis that the smartphone is making people dumb.
Yes.
People are dumb. They were dumb before the smartphone. They'll be dumb after the smartphone's gone. It doesn't matter. Your generation, you're going to, you know, look at the good old days of how these things were and all this stuff and before people had phones and they would have been looking around. No, those are the people that get lost wandering around Bedford, wandered out into the woods, and then everyone had to go find them. Before they starve to death or get eaten by a cow or something. because they're stupid then. So, no, the smartphone technology does not make people stupid. People are stupid. It's just a different way for them to exhibit their stupidity.
To be stupider. Oh, okay. So your premise as a professor of knowledge of higher institutions, a giver of information and education, when you go into your classroom, you walk in there with the understanding that everybody sitting there is stupid. And you're going to try to improve on
No. Not there are like anything else in life. There are wide degrees that everybody gets involved with.
Okay.
But when you look at the entire group of human beings alive right this second, at some point you're going to have to say, you know what? There's seven. What are we sitting at? Like 7 billion people? I forget. Doesn't matter.
I think 7.2.
Something like that.
It's a bunch.
So half of, let's call it 7. So okay. Half of 7 is 3.5.
Yes.
So somewhere in this world, there's the 3.5 billionth person that is the average person in the scale of not intelligence, just stupid, dumb stuff. Because I've seen a lot of smart people in my life, smart, highly trained people,
mm-hmm.
do stupid stuff.
No common sense.
That's
or just,
part of
just
it.
Stupid stuff. Oh, just plain stupid.
All of those things kind of lumped in together. So,
okay.
If that person's the average mm-hmm. of the everyone on the planet, that yeah. means there's 3.4999 whatever
yeah, yeah.
billion people worse than that idiot.
Ah, so the median is dumb, and everything after that just gets worse. Below,
there you go.
We're half the population. Well, you should write a thesis on that.
You
get your PhD.
Remember, Tide Pods. As food.
Oh, Tide, TIDE,
yeah.
Pods. Yeah.
Was a thing.
Yeah, what was that supposed to do to you?
Why don't were they know.
Eating it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that now, vaguely. I just was shocked. I guess it's, you know, I'm that old guy, that old boomer now, you know, that where I expected them, because there's some beautiful architecture in downtown Bedford. I expect them to put their phones away, or at least one of them put their phone away, and look up around and walk down the street. Didn't years ago, wasn't there a guy in downtown Johnstown who walked into a train that was going down the tracks while looking at his phone? Didn't you guys have that? Well, it was on the west side somewhere?
Maybe.
I remember that. Yeah, because I remember laughing so hard. I was like, well, there's one less dumb person in Johnstown. Got a lot more to go. Anyway.
May have something for... Let me...
Yeah. But...
There's actually, oddly enough, they were talking about it. I was listening on today's episode of We're Not Wrong. They were talking about trains, which we can... actually is a good topic for us at some point. But private trains. There's a whole high-speed system, especially in Florida, called Brightline. But it's also called the murder train.
Because
just stupid people on their phones or whatever keep wandering in front of this high-speed train and getting turned into pudding.
Well, if you believe in evolution and Darwin's theory of evolution, that's just proving that theory. We're weeding out the stupid, the dumber of the dumb people. That's just a way of looking at it. If you believe in Darwinism, I personally don't. But anyway, so
I'm just saying that. So I'm not surprised, and I definitely am a strong on the disagreement side that technology is making people dumber. I think people were always dumb.
Hmm. Just technology. Technology's just enabling them to make dumber decisions.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, it just accelerates the ability for and the reach that everybody has, both good and bad.
No, I can't argue that point.
You know, you can.
Yeah.
People didn't start doing stupid things with their friends because you could take it and put it on the internet as a video. That has occurred forever.
Oh yeah, when I was a kid.
Now it's
yeah. But when I was a kid, Evel Knievel, you know, Evel Knievel was the big thing.
Yeah.
In the 60s and 70s, the original guy, Evel Knievel. And him jumping over ramps. I remember my friends and I on the grade school playground, which was all cement, not that soft blacktop stuff. This was just straight up good old school cement. Us building ramps with boards that we'd found and propping rocks underneath of it or bricks, or if we were lucky, we got a cinder block. And then riding across that playground as fast as we could, up the ramp and popping a wheelie to go as far as we could, trying to be like Evel Knievel on concrete.
Yeah.
When we splattered many times, you know, got hurt, but we got up and played again. And we weren't wearing helmets or elbow pads or knee pads. Once again, you thinned out the weak ones. If you didn't make it, too bad. But yeah. Yeah, we didn't post it on. We didn't have stuff like that back then.
Yeah, you did stupid stuff. It just didn't reach the masses because you didn't have the tools to reach the masses.
Yeah, and hopefully if I had, I wouldn't have been dumb enough to post myself doing something that stupid. But then again, if people didn't do that, I wouldn't be entertained watching all the dumb videos. What's that? Fail Army on YouTube. Love watching that.
Stuff that, yeah, there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a... So it's just, it's that kind of thing that you never, and I always think that's an interesting kind of situation. In your lifespan, in mine too, actually, when considering just the technology that was available, we went from film cameras to expensive digital to cheap digital to put it on your phone to now movie quality photos and videos
on your phone,
on your cell phone. They shoot motion pictures quality stuff for use in motion on iPhones and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what hasn't proportionally increased at that same trajectory?
The intelligence of the human race?
No. Good pictures of UFOs and Bigfoot.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
They're still grainy or blurry or something. So
that's actually a very good point.
I'm just saying, when you look at that proportionally, photography has gotten it's just like this straight...
It's skyrocketing. Yeah.
...trend.
It's like a Boeing rocket going towards the ISS.
Yeah.
With no parts falling off.
But if you map that the quality of trend on the UFO and Bigfoot pictures,
and Loch Ness Monster,
Nessie,
that has not kept
up.
No new photos. Speaking of Boeing, did you hear the latest Boeing whistleblower got killed?
A second one, yes.
Okay, you heard it too. Anyway, back to Loch Ness Monster. Guess we should stop talking about Boeing. If I get sucked into a jet engine magically out here in the middle of Bedford County, you know something happened. Boeing got upset because I've been talking about them. But anyway, yeah, that's right. No new pictures of anything.
Well, there's new stuff. It's just not. It's just the same.
Still the grainy.
It's just still grainy, blurry.
Yeah, but yeah, we could shoot a movie with our cell phone.
Yeah. And I like it when they show, look at this suspicious, weird thing that we've seen from this, you know, look at this night vision stuff. Now, they can show us night vision rocket imagery of and see the specialized, you know, what tint difference on the side of a house in the other side of the globe and see, oh, okay, there's three window planes. The second one has a crack in it, and that's the one we're going to shoot the missile straight through. But then, like, oh, look, no, look, rainy, blurry night vision video of this thing flying.
Very true. Good point. Yeah, well.
So, yeah, again, cool. Technology, not the problem. People, the problem.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. So, if you ever see a guy sitting in a big red truck with three dogs hanging out the back of it, and you're walking through downtown Bedford Borough, please put your phones away, look up, smile, enjoy the town, spend as much money as you can, and then please leave. Welcome to Bedford.
And if you're going to come up the hill to Johnstown and go through any place actually that involves Johnstown.
Still open.
I'm going to go back to the Clark Griswold summer vacation. Good old roll them up.
Yeah. Yeah. Roll up the windows. Take two extra clips of ammo. Oh, geez.
But yeah, no, it's a technology. It's not a technology problem. It's a people just being
people
thing that, you know, I would suspect, which is why I would love to get to the point. And I really am disappointed with where we've gone from a technological perspective. The idea that whether it's the VR headsets or the Apple Vision Pro, I don't know if you've seen anything on that.
Is that the things where the people look like they're wearing masks across
like
their eyes?
Like ski goggles?
Yes. That's what they look like. Where they're really oversized. Okay, yeah. I have seen pictures of that and wasn't quite sure what it was.
Yeah, so basically, if you don't... Well, I'll explain it. You have this... You put these ski goggle-looking things on, and it turns your vision into a screen.
Okay.
And what you can have is it actually has cameras so you can see the world around you. But then you also have, you can put like, so if you're sitting in front of somebody working or talking, you can have a web browser off to the side. So you're looking stuff up. Or maybe you're watching a movie and you're seeing while you're working. So imagine like instead of having a computer in front of you, you just look around you and there's the windows and the screens.
Okay. Kind of like that movie, Iron Man.
Yeah, kind of like when he's in the helmet.
Right, when he's in the helmet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good movie, by the way.
Similar.
Okay, like that.
Yeah.
So you can access different things.
You know, there's like 23 of those Marvel movies, right?
Talking about the first one.
Yeah. And there's three of those.
Yes, I saw all three of them because I like the actor.
Yeah.
But the rest of the Marvel movies, whatever. Anyway, it's a generational thing.
No, it's not. There's some actually very decent ones in there I think you would like. I think you'd like the Captain America movies.
Saw the first one.
Yeah.
Where he took the skinny guy and made him into Captain America.
Yeah.
Who was Captain America, but he was an English actor. Not going to say anything more than that.
I didn't know Chris Evans was an English actor.
He's English.
No.
Yeah.
So that's why Patrick Stewart's with English and he played a French captain for 30 years. You ever put that one together?
That was Star Trek. Yeah, but that was Star Trek.
Okay.
Star Trek isn't a national thing. It's Star Trek.
Anyway.
Spock played a Vulcan for 30 years. Anyway.
where I think that technology went sideways was, do you remember Google Glasses?
I remember hearing about them.
What Google Glasses was different. Instead of doing augmented reality, it just put a little screen up in the one corner of your eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. I want that from the standpoint of I'd want to have all my notes and everything, and it's smart enough. So if I come up to somebody that I don't know or don't remember, it can pop me up my little note cards about that person.
Okay. So when you're talking to them,
you don't have to fake your way through a conversation. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Or have the instructions or directions like you're walking around Bedford.
Instead just of like, sticking your nose down a phone.
Yeah, it's just right there in the corner like it does in your car with your GPS. Mm-hmm. You just see the little arrow or whatever.
Or it says turn left.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah.
That, to me, is a much greater tool set than sitting all day with that goggles on your head.
Yeah, you probably get a headache from wearing them.
Some people say they do, some people they don't.
Hmm. Anyway.
But that's where the technology would be good.
Well, I'm disappointed in technology because according to the shows I watched in the 1970s, we were supposed to have moon bases by 1999.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. No. We landed on the moon in the 70s. We haven't done a damn thing since. If you believe they didn't fake the moon landing. Which I saw one guy is talking about how they're going to do the Mars landing. They're going to fake that by taking the old moon landing one and just spraying everything red. that was his theory. They're going to take the old moon landing place that they did, the fake moon landing, just spray everything red. Say they're on Mars now.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, well, I have great faith that we're going to get back to the moon and into Mars pretty quick.
Well.
Well, especially considering that it's not the government doing it.
Yeah, it's Boeing.
No, it's not.
Good luck.
Yeah, good Boeing's luck. Trying.
Said, yeah, Boeing's trying.
SpaceX is going to beat them by. Okay. Well, that's the big thing. This Boeing thing, this capsule, this is their counter proposal to the launch stuff that SpaceX is doing. Mm. Boeing can't figure it out. Got airplanes falling out. SpaceX has been running astronauts. The two functional space programs on this planet right now is Russia and Elon Musk.
And there's a lot to be said for both. You know, and not, I mean, I'm not being negative. I mean, if you really think about it, you just made a very factual statement that you won't hear on the mainstream media. But yeah, Elon Musk and Russia are the two main space programs in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind meeting either one of those two guys, Elon Musk or Vladimir Putin.
It would be crazy to meet either one of them.
Yeah, it would be.
And that's the thing about it. And I could see, I already hear people like, oh my God, it's not like you like any of them or not. It's not, it's meeting and just to have that, see what that experience is like. Is a completely different
like,
thing.
See what they're like one-on-one without the cameras around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I met Vladimir Putin, it was just him and I, the guy's former KGB or whatever they used to call it, he might end up like killing me. But or he might just be a nice guy. You know, who knows? And Elon Musk, golly knows what he'd be like.
There's a value, and that's why I don't understand from a media perspective the stuff that goes on. Well, we're kind of all over the place today, aren't we? But
yes, we are.
From a media perspective, the idea that we don't want to hear or talk to these people. Like, no, you want to. From either the standpoint of what's their point? What are they trying to do? What can you learn from it? From a perspective of trying to either understand and work and live together. Or from the understanding of people talking just in general tells you stuff. Even if it's not what they're saying, the words aren't the truth. How they're trying to frame it tells you stuff as well.
Yeah. Right. Having a conversation with a person one-on-one, you get more out of that conversation based off of the the words, the tone, body language, mm-hmm. the context of which things are being stated. Than a text message, because while people think a text message is a conversation, it's not. Mm-hmm. Words are just words are 30% of a conversation. The other 70% is everything we just spoke about. Body language, tone, context, eyebrow expressions, facial expressions. Sure. It all talks about how people hold their hands and do things. That's all part of a conversation. So yeah, you may not like the person, but listening to what they have to say, at least you understand them from their position. You may not agree with it, but you understand it. The old, we talked about this before, the course I took back when I was in the Marine Corps. I was required to take it, the 7 Habits of a Highly Successful Person by Steve Covey. And one of his core fundamental things was seek first to understand and then to be understood.
Yeah.
So to understand the other person first, what their position is and what makes them tick before you try to make them understand you. Yeah. Our media is just gaslighting everybody.
They come at it with what the story that they, what's the perspective they want you to walk away from versus just here's straight news.
Correct.
But, you know, it's politics. It's only going to get worse.
Yep.
But it's at least
like they said, like they said on No Agenda, the only saving grace left in the world are podcasts.
That's it.
With No Agenda.
That thin line between No Agenda, the world, and anarchy.
Yes. Very thin line. It's getting thinner too.
All right. Well, Steve, good observation for the week.
Yeah, just please look around. There's more to life than what's on the phone.
Or at least look around so you don't get hit by a train.
Yes, that'd be correct. So that's your thought-provoking blokes. Oh, all right.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, yeah, not a problem, Matt. Just trying to help out. I got to get back to work. So have a great day.
See you later.
Yeah.